Welcome to Sweet Tea and Tacos. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jen.
So we're continuing the Super Bowl of food.
That's right.
And this week it's turkey.
Yep.
So obviously turkey's the star.
Yes.
You know, I think traditionally most everybody has a turkey.
I think so.
For Christmas, you tend to do other things.
Yeah, here in America. Actually, yeah. In Britain, I think they do turkey a lot for Christmas. Yeah,
Okay. So, yeah, there's like a million ways, I think, to cook turkey.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried a few.
We have.
We tend to, now, before we got married, I would smoke a turkey. Mm-hmm. I had a wood smoker, you know, and I would smoke turkeys. They were pretty good.
Yeah.
Long process.
About how long did that take?
Oh, 12 hours.
Uh-huh.
Easily.
Did you brine it ahead?
No.
Okay.
No, I think I would rub it a little bit with some spices. I wouldn't put anything under the skin or anything. I would
Just,
and it was a, you know, I had a water pan under the grill.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'd put some onions and stuff in there.
Okay, yeah.
But it was always really good.
Yeah, it sounds great.
But it's a long process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had the time to do it then.
I did have the time to do
it. We don't know.
Now, my brother fries turkeys a lot.
Yeah.
He
and I don't think I've ever had one of his fried turkeys. So.
Yeah, I've tasted it. I mean,
have you?
Yeah, but it's not.
So that's a shout out, Michael.
Yeah.
Fried turkey this year, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Save us some work. Now, that's a little more complicated, and I haven't really wanted to attempt that. I haven't really had a spot to attempt that with.
Yeah, and you got to have a spot. I mean, because it's, you know.
Yeah, you got to have the gear.
And there's a lot of hot oil.
And as a matter of fact, he fries a bunch for other people. Because he has the gear, so people end up, mostly we bake our turkey.
Mm-hmm. Straight in the oven.
Just straight in the oven. But we've tried different ways of preparing it.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the regular throw some poultry spices on the outside, and
maybe stuff a half or whatever of an onion in the cavity,
right.
And you know, some celery and whatnot.
Yeah, and that's fine. And we, at the other house, we had this little separate cooker thing. It was kind of an interesting device, but anyway, we'd do it in there just because we didn't have a lot of oven space,
right?
And
it would always be very tender and moist.
Very tender, but you didn't get
it would kind of fall apart, and it didn't get the crispy crust.
Right.
Yeah,
it was always really tender, but you miss kind of that presentation
mm-hmm.
and the crispy skin and the beautiful golden brown thing.
Right.
And then we got into wet brining.
Yeah, we did that for several years.
Yeah.
And those were really good.
It's a mess.
But it is a bit of a mess.
It can be a thing because you've got raw poultry,
mm-hmm.
you know, sitting in a bag, and then you got
to. We would put it in our
cooler. Right.
You know.
But then you've got to get it out, and the bag can leak
no matter how much you do. All that brine is kind of, you know, got the poultry raw, and you'd have to pour it down the drain. It's just a big deal.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, you and Nate,
mm-hmm. our son Nate,
he decided to have a last minute Friendsgiving.
Yeah, well, I think some of his friends pulled that together
and
he signed up to do the turkey.
Right.
So we bought a fairly small turkey just for this group of friends and tried this new method that I had found,
mm-hmm.
I guess, kind of on social media.
Yeah. It's a dry brine.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the best turkeys.
Yeah, you also put butter under the skin.
Yeah, you got to put butter under the skin.
And, like, everybody at his Friendsgiving just raved about
right.
it. And he brought the turkey home. There was, like, hardly anything left on the bird. Just these few little bits mm-hmm. of meat. And when we tried it, we were like, oh, yeah, this is really
good. This is the way to go. So we did that the next year. And it was good. It was good. I mean, I think we needed to, the size of our turkey, when we did the volume of the brine, maybe it was a little too much salt in it. I don't know. But or I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I think we didn't start ahead enough. And
that
kind of
sure.
goes back to our previous episode about preparedness. There was a lot of salt, and we followed the directions, but you really needed a day or two to let the salt get all the way down
right.
to, say, the bone. It was just sort of at the surface.
At the outside, yeah. So that's kind of our new thing because mm-hmm. for us, it's, you know, it's not as much of a mess as wet brining. It's good as wet brining is.
Right.
And it's not as much work as smoking or frying.
Yeah.
You know, literally, you're going to You need to get it in there minimum 24 hours ahead of time. Mm-hmm. But even more than that would be better.
Yeah. And that method, you leave it uncovered and the skin kind of dries out.
Right.
Which will help with that crispy skin.
Yes, that's what the method that, that it was. So, but yeah, you got to make that preparation. But it's really good. And then, of course, we've talked about in a previous episode, getting ready so that really all you're doing that day is baking that turkey. And, you know, you've got all these calculations you can do, you know, of...
Right, for the amount. Like, for instance, you say, well, how much turkey do I need to buy? General rule is about a pound and a half per person. But you and I were talking about how, I mean, we've really never seen a turkey in the grocery store, like a whole turkey, probably below 10 pounds.
Right.
That's about the smallest amount. But then you do have some leftovers. Even if you only had 2, 3, 4 people, you'd still have plenty of leftovers. Yeah.
And leftovers is a thing. You've got to have, that's part of it.
You do.
You got, there's the fine line, though, Dad. My dad was notorious for this. You know, turkey soup, turkey sandwiches, turkey this, turkey that. It's kind of like, you know, the Forrest Gump movie with the shrimp gumbo. It was like that for a week afterwards. But he'd always get them from work. His work would get turkeys as a thing, and they would be these monster turkeys, you know.
Yeah.
And, so we'd have all this turkey, and, you know,
yeah.
A week later you're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm done.
So, got my quotient of turkey for the year.
So I would say the turkey leftover ratio is a good 2 days.
Yeah, about two, maybe three at the max.
That's pushing it. Yeah, yeah. 2 days, I think you're done with turkey. And that gives you the whole week of Thanksgiving, and you've turkeyed yourself out.
I agree.
But then, but you've got the cooking ratio, you know.
And, yes.
And just give yourself an extra hour at least.
Margin. I said that on the other episode. Give yourself some margin. Just so you know it's done. You don't want to be serving any raw turkey.
Right, and a lot of those cooking times are based on room temperature.
Yes, so, and with us, we're pulling it out of the fridge, and so it's not room temperature.
Right, or you get busy or whatever. Yeah, so you either got to give it time to come up to room temp, and what is that? How long does that take? Versus, I'm just going to pull it out of the fridge and pop it in the oven. Give yourself at least an extra hour.
Absolutely.
At least.
So that it can sit. So that all the juices can rest. Because, you know.
Yeah, and if it's not done yet, you got a little extra time. Mm-hmm. You're not pushing the meal back. You don't got people sitting around.
Starving.
You know, yes.
Yes. You know, especially when it's little kids. They don't always understand.
No.
Why can't we go ahead and eat, you know.
Right. But yeah, so hey, even if you do get it done, you got that hour ahead of time, then you've got that sitting time for it to meld,
right?
Cover it in foil, let it just retain the moisture.
Right.
It's still going to be nice and warm. So it's not going to be cold.
No.
Even if you need to pop it back in the oven for 10 minutes to just keep it warm at the end, whatever, just give yourself that extra time. I can't tell you how many times I haven't done that, and we've been waiting or pushing it, or I crank the oven up. And then, you know,
I think we cranked it last year. So some other things about cooking a turkey, especially if you've just never done it before. It's important to really wash the turkey when it comes out of the package, and make sure that there's no like little pin feathers on it. Because sometimes there are. Make sure you get all those giblets out of the cavity, because a lot of times they're in a plastic bag, and you certainly don't want to be cooking that. The giblets can be used later for gravy. Don't throw those away. I know they may seem a little gross. It's not something we're real familiar with in this day and age. We don't deal with that kind of stuff.
Right.
Heart, liver, whatever. But throw it in a pan and cook it and use it for gravy.
Make a stock.
Adds a lot of flavor. And the dogs will love it later, too.
Yeah.
I would also recommend trussing the bird, you know. And I think that's one thing that we didn't do when we were talking about cooking it at the other house.
Right.
You know,
we didn't truss it
the
enough.
Little legs would just kind of fly to the side because we didn't we didn't truss it up good.
And, I mean, you're going to get a ball of twine for trussing, and it's going to last you forever.
Oh, absolutely. Our ball of twine's been here for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time we really use it.
Right.
Is at Thanksgiving. And then, again, about your pan, make sure you have the right size pan, you know, for the poundage of bird. And I would also encourage to do a like a rack.
Right, it makes a lot of difference.
It really does.
Because that air can get up underneath it and get the bottom.
Yeah.
You know.
And then your juices are dripping down, and you can use that for gravy, too.
Yeah, and that's what I do with my gravy. So we'll take the neck, we'll take the giblets, and we'll just do put it in a small pan, add some water, a little salt, and I'll let it cook while we're doing the turkey.
Right.
And then, you know, I pull that stuff out.
Sure, to clarify, we don't eat that. We just use it for flavor and pull it out.
Then I've got a liquid, and that becomes my turkey stock for my gravy.
Yep.
And then when the turkey comes out of the oven, I'll add some of those pan drippings in, and it just takes that flavor to the next level. Absolutely. And you really don't need to add a whole lot of salt to it at all.
No.
And really, it's an easy gravy, and it's always really good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Gravy's really not that hard.
Right.
And especially if you've ever made, you know, like a white sauce or something where you're doing the roux and browning it. I mean, that's just an easy thing to translate to gravy.
Yeah. And then, you know, have a decent knife. I mean, you can go a million different ways. And, you know, you don't have to have a special carving knife, but just something that's sharp. And, you know, there's a ton of YouTube channels. You know, you can go out and find all these things about how to carve a turkey. But, you know, I don't get paranoid about it. Just cut the meat off the bone. You know, I mean, it just doesn't have to be, you know. My dad loves the legs. So, you know, you pop the leg out, you know, and then there's your two legs. And then just cut what you can. And don't be worried about, I don't care if it's a beautifully carved turkey. We just cut the turkey off, you know. Come on. You know, same thing with the trussing. You know, don't get crazy about, I don't know how to truss it right. Just tie it up so that it doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
That's all you do. And you can go and find methods and, you know, tuck this and, you know, this.
Or like trussing needles or something. You don't need all that.
Just tie the legs up and, you know, tuck the little wings under. And
yeah.
Just so the idea is it's not going to fall apart. It's going to help you with that. So.
Yeah. And one other thing I would say, as far as a tool to use, is a thermometer. So you can make sure that the inner parts of that bird are up to temp. It's really important.
And those aren't expensive. I mean, you can buy expensive ones, but we just get the little $4 one at the grocery.
Yeah, like the little just instant read digital.
Instant read digital. They're like $3-4.
Yeah, they're...
You know, they're last a couple of years, and
you
can change the battery.
Away,
you can change the battery.
Get another one, whatever.
But just make sure it's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let it rest. Give yourself plenty of time. Don't worry about carving fancy. You know, you can. You've got plenty of time. Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
We had a turkey platter 1 year. Beautiful turkey platter. And I guess over the years it had developed a crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it started leaking. the juices from the bird, and all of a sudden our tablecloth was...
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
So, again, back to the preparation. That's one of those things. Make sure everything's good to go.
Yeah.
But, lifting it's always a fun thing, getting it out of one pan, moving it to the other, you know.
And they do have turkey lifters for sale.
You can get fancy. You can get turkey lifters. I always use just a couple of big old forks.
Yeah, or like some tongs and a fork.
And a tongs and a
stick
fork.
It in the cavity.
Yeah, one in, one here, one in there. And that's what the trussing helps. Leave a truss.
Yeah.
Move it over to the platter and then get your trussing cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, bring it to the table, have your wonderful presentation, and then, you know, then carve. But like this year, you have a group of friends you're getting together with.
Right. Ahead of time.
Ahead of time. You weren't able to get a whole turkey.
No.
So it's a center cut part of a
turkey. The wings and the legs are cut off.
Right.
So
so that one we will carve up. You'll carve up, I should say.
Sure.
Before it's served, and just have it because that's what you had, and it's a small group, so
right.
But yeah, sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah.
But there's even go as far as spatchcocking a turkey, which we've heard about.
We've heard about. We've never tried it. It's not really that traditional. I've seen it a lot with doing it for chickens,
right?
But I guess you know, apparently it really makes sure that the bird is done, especially if you've got a big one.
Yes.
And that's basically where you cut it and kind of splay it out flat.
Yeah, cut in half and then, I don't know, that would be so much room in the oven.
It would be. You'd have to have a really big oven and a really big pan.
You'd almost have to cut it completely in half, like not just
one side, but both sides. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, I wonder if you'd do that on a, I guess we'll look into it more, but like on a baking sheet so that you get.
Maybe.
Because if you did it, I think in a roasting pan, the sides would be so deep. You'd have to get it some air.
And really, if you had some kind of iron, maybe not iron skillet, but like iron griddle, you know, like a cast iron. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Yeah. I think a baking sheet would. But that'd be interesting. So, but again, you know, depends on what you're going for. If you want that, you know, kind of do the nice presentation.
Right.
You know, the bird, it's very traditional. Then, but, you know, there's a lot of ways to get there, you know.
Yep, there are. And so, but like we said on our earlier episode about preparedness, don't wait to get your turkey. You may run into some issues this year with supply chain things, so. Just try to put in an order for what you want, so you won't be left without without one.
So anyway, hope you have a good getting ready for Thanksgiving preparedness, whatever you want to call it, and hopefully that
turkey
helped give you some ideas. And we'll be talking more Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So for Sweet Tea and Tacos, I'm Dave,
and I'm Jen.